Houston Texans return to work on Wednesday, and they do so in preparation for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And nobody on this team is overlooking what Jacksonville can do, despite being just 1-8 in 2012.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are a challenge to us every time we play them. They're a very good defense. They play very physical up front. I don't look at stats. I just look at the film. And I know just watching our last game, it was a grind for us. And they know us. They're a division opponent. They do a great job up front. And they're quality guys all over. They know what they're doing. And it's always been a struggle for it. So there's no days off for us. I mean, it's going to be a tough challenge for us. We're going to have to make our yards. We have to keep the ball moving and get as many points as we can.
They've been very businesslike. We briefly talked about the game a little bit again this morning before we started our Jacksonville stuff about the things we had to clean up. But they're very businesslike. As I've told you all before, they're really mature and growing up as a group. They find a way to go refocus each and every week. And it's a division game. We always have tough physical games with these guys. So kind of a short week for us because of Sunday night, but we got to turn around and get ready to go.
For the first time since leaving the game with a rib injury against the Buffalo Bills, Sean Cody returned to practice. He talked about how he felt.
For me, it's really important. I miss a week and it felt like a month. You get back here, I hear with the guys, and you feel like, where you been? It's like, I missed a week, but it feels like, a long time. So it's really good to get back in the groove. And the longer you wait on something and the further you get removed from playing football, I think the worse off you are. So it's good to get back out there.
Quarterback Matt Schaub enjoys watching the Texans defense, even though he doesn't get to see them too much.
It seems like every time we're just finishing up looking at the pictures, from the previous series and getting ready for the next series, they're already getting off the field. And so it makes it hard to really watch what they're doing. But there are times there, especially late in the game, the other day when we were just running the ball, trying to use the clock, that, watched those last couple series, and it's impressive. I mean, I always try to go back Monday afternoon, Monday evening, and just take a look at it, just to get a pulse of what those guys are doing on that side of the ball, see them moving around, flying around, making plays, because it motivates us on offense that much more to get things done on our end so that they can go out and play.
Andre Johnson continues to play explosively. He and Arian Foster talked a little bit about that on Wednesday.
I've just been feeling better week by week. Like I said before, I think, just what we're doing in the training room and stuff. They put together something good that has made me feel better.
He's been my inspiration since I came into the NFL. And, I remember when I was a rookie, I used to watch him. He don't ever talk. So I used to just watch him. And I finally mustered up some courage. The end of my rookie year, I asked him what it took to be great, and he hit me back. I actually did it over email. I couldn't do it to his face. And so he hit me back on the email, and he told me that he was glad that I hit him up because, he saw a lot of potential in me. And I mean, ever since then, our relationship grew, and, he's been my mentor in this league. And I mean, I don't expect anything else from him. He's just a great player, a great teammate, and a great man.
That'll do it for your Texans Daily. We thank you so much for watching. Make sure you stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to learn more about your favorite football team.